The election process for committee chair, I'll just briefly explain what happened, is my understanding. Last time we decided not to elect on the phone because there was the thought that the bylaws said we had to mail the ballots in. And then it was unclear whether the bylaws really did require that, so we voted by email. And I believe the vote was 7-4, and I was elected chair. Well, I believe that's the process, as best as I understand it.
That's right.
And then item 3, election of committee secretary. Is there anybody... If there's no secretary, I will take notes and send them around. But if there was somebody who would like to be secretary, that would
be... I'd like to be recognized.
Yes. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah. Before we move on to secretary, I brought up both of these issues. I thought that they were interrelated.
Okay.
But, some of you are already aware of this. Because you were on the, you read the emails, and maybe not everybody did. I have a problem with the way this vote was conducted, and that is not to say that I have a problem with either one or both of the candidates either. But it seems to me that decisions are made in meetings, not by email. And the decision, according to my notes at least, and apparently by the emails that went back and forth, the decision, although everybody, interprets it their own way, but I think that there were two arguments that were voiced for a secret ballot. One was because that's what, at least somebody felt, or a few people felt, that that's what the bylaws called for. And the second one is because it should be, if a candidate requested it, then they should be given that, if you want to call it privilege or right or whatever it may be. The point is that there were two arguments for why the vote should be taken by secret ballot.
Okay. Well, let's
and that's how the meeting ended. After that, a series of emails went back and forth, and the majority of people on those emails were arguing that there's no need for all this, I don't know that anyone used the word bureaucratic, but there's no need for all this big to-do about a secret ballot. Let's just go on and get it over with. Well, it may be that that is the majority thinking of the committee. And if that's the case, then that's the case. No problem. Majority vote. That's what we're supposed to be about, democracy.
Okay, well, what I would ask you to do is, if you would like to make a motion to revisit the decision, you can feel free to do so.
But we'll get to that another later day.
Please, share
it. No, that's fine. I think your arguments, I'm not going to argue with your arguments. You make some good points. If the committee wants to revisit the decision,
please,
for
no
chair, the committee has the right to do that. Would you like to,
Jamie,
to make such a motion?
Yeah, I would like to move that, and maybe this is not the night to do it, but I know that we're hitting,
but we're all here. What would be the wording of your motion?
My motion would be that we conduct the vote in the meeting.
Okay, so you move that we re-vote for chair, say, right now?
Well, I don't know that it's a good idea, since I think that we would need to give notice to whoever it is that wasn't here today. So for those purposes, I don't know that it's a good idea to do it now.
So you move to re-vote for chair at the next meeting?
Yes. And
okay,
also to conduct the vote for secretary.
We don't have anyone that wants to run for secretary.
Okay, well, anyway, so we have a motion from Benito. This is the chair. We have a motion from Benito to revoke the chair or vote for chair, however you choose to interpret it, at the next meeting. You know, we can deal with this right now. We can vote on this motion. If you think we should revote for chair in the meeting, you can vote yes to Benito's motion, or if you think it would be, you know, unnecessary, you can vote no. I think it would be good for us to vote on this now and get this issue dealt with.
Jamie.
Yes.
If I can.
You already made your point. So you've made your motion. You know, by per Robert's rules, people can discuss this now. It is late, but you know, people can discuss it now,
and then we can vote on it.
There would be a stack if people would like to speak to it, or speak against it. But I believe the important thing for our committee to do is to vote on something, so we're all clear on where things stand. So I hear Afia would like to speak to this motion by Benito, which is to move to revote for chair at the next meeting.
I would like to call the question.
Okay, actually,
second.
My understanding is you cannot call the question in a committee meeting. Okay, is there anybody else that would like to speak to this motion?
I will speak to the motion, and that is that the decisions that were made were tentative decisions based contingent upon the representation that there was a bylaws requirement. Once it was determined that there was no such requirement, then we proceeded and the decision was made, as Benito reported, by the majority to proceed on email, which is what we've done. And not only was the count made available, but the folk who voted and how we voted was identified. I really find this repugnant and typical waste of time where we're constantly second-guessing ourselves.
Let's not characterize it too much, you know, because we, you know, I understand your point.
Can I say something, Dean?
Is there anybody else who would like to speak to the motion?
Yes, Kimori.
And then Kimori. Okay, Jennifer, and then Kimori.
Well, being the chair pro tem, this occurred the way that it was stated, that on the call it was brought up that the ballot, according to the bylaws, might have to be done in secret, and Leslie, who is also running for chair, agreed to look this up in the bylaws. Not finding it in the bylaws, I made the decision, which I put on email for the whole committee to see, that we should vote by email. There was no objection. We took the vote. I posted the vote. I posted who voted for who. It was completely transparent. And in the interest of time and getting work done on this committee, it's very important that we had a chair as soon as possible. It was very good that we elected somebody, because tonight's meeting was very important, and I'm sure either person would have been a very good chair, and Jamie was a very good chair, and we got a lot done. So in the interest of continuing to get work done, I say that we vote this down.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this?
This is Leslie, and I'd like to speak to this.
Okay, Kimori and then Leslie, and then hopefully we can move to a vote.
No, I was just saying that I do believe you've been running the meeting effective, and this is my first on-call with you guys because of getting conflicted phone numbers and what have you to the prior meetings, but that I think that you run the meeting very efficiently, and that I would like for that to vote stand for you to be chair, because you are keeping it moving in the right direction.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Okay, then next is Leslie.
Yes, I just want to point out that the actual motion as written was that we have an open vote unless any of the candidates shows otherwise. It was not contingent on the bylaws. I think Benito is making a very good point that the decision of the body was changed by email outside of the meeting, and that's a practice that we really can't condone.
I'd like to speak to that.
Point of information.
Okay, folks, you know, we should vote on this. We don't need to talk at this death. Let's see, I hear a point of information.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Leslie. Didn't you email me stating that you agreed that we should hold this election by email? That you were relieved that we were actually going to get it over with and vote by email. This was the tone of your email, so.
I don't remember saying that, no.
Well,
okay.
I can I'll forward it to you.
I could be mistaken, but I don't remember saying that, honestly.
Okay, so folks, okay, can we go to a vote here? Let's see.
Yes.
The vote is on Benito's motion to re-vote for chair at our next regularly scheduled meeting, which is 5-16-10. Okay, so yes means you would like to re-vote for chair, and two means you don't want to re-vote for chair or vote for chair, or whatever, however you interpret it. Okay, so I'm going to start
Can I say something?
Yes.
Well, argument is over.
Well, you can't really close argument, though I can beseech people to be brief. Yes, Benito?
Thank you. I just wanted to remind us that I think we have a responsibility, a legal responsibility, not to speak of morally, to all the members of the committee who may or may not be here for whatever reason. That's why we need to conduct a vote at the next meeting, so that they can have notice.
No lecturing, please.
Okay, please, Apia, I understand. Okay, thank you, Benito. Okay, so anyway, so yes means you would like to re-vote, and no means you don't want to vote. So going from the bottom of the list, can you just tell me your vote? Afia?
No.
Okay, no. Jennifer?
No.
No. Okay, I'm going to pass. Okay, Betty? Betty Dobson, are you there? Okay, we'll come back to you. Okay, Kimori?
No.
Okay, thank you, Benito?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Alberto?
No.
No. Okay, Kim?
No.
No. Okay, Leslie?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Sasha?
No.
No. Okay, Sharam?
No.
No. Okay. And let's see, coming back to Betty. Okay, Betty may have, we may have driven Betty off the call. Okay, so is there anybody else whose name I have not called? Okay, so then that motion does not pass. We have 7 no's and 1 yes. And I'm going to abstain as well. Okay, and I'd like to thank you all, you know, I believe Benito's point is well taken. The committee does need to have confidence that the chair is supported by the committee, and there's if there is any doubt, we should deal with it. So I think we did the right thing to deal with it. Okay, then the next item, which Benito has suggested we move to the next meeting, is an election for secretary, if anybody would like to do it. So I think it's probably a good idea we can move that to the next meeting, unless there's somebody dying to be secretary. Don't all scream at once now. No. Okay, if that's the case, then I believe it's in order for us to adjourn now.
So moved.
And I'd like to thank you all for your participation. I think this was a very fruitful meeting. And we'll see you all next on May 16th.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Nice meeting.
See you all in L.A.
See you,
Sandy. Take care, folks.